Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino. He's Roman Oben. And Roman, let's face it, mathematically speaking, the Giants' backs are against the wall right now at 3-6.
Yeah, I mean, the irony, Paul, the Giants were 3-6 this time last year and went on to go 7-9, obviously. But this year, I think there's a better chance that they do better than that. But right now, what they put themselves in a really bad position, specifically with an NFC loss last week.
All right, let's go to your GEICO news of the day. Remember, 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your auto insurance. Visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. We've got to talk about Rashad Jennings. This is a guy who now has missed four games in the Giants lineup because of a sprained MCL. And during that time, the Giants have only averaged about 85 yards rushing per game.
Yeah, and they're only averaging about 3.8 yards a rush. And what that does, Paul, in terms of, you know, getting to that second and short, getting into manageable third downs, we all know what he does well. I mean, go back to that Houston game. Some of these runs, he was getting 8-9 yards a pop. I mean, look where the line was blocking. He had a really good understanding of the blocking angles and really how to find those holes in that system. He's a big physical guy. I mean, he was the guy that was supposed to get it done this year. So you really hope that, as Coach Coughlin said, he's doing a little bit more football-wise this week to prepare himself. You hope that this can be a week that you do see him in action on Sunday.
Yeah, Andre Williams, the rookie, has tried very hard, but his inexperience has certainly been a bit of a bugaboo for this rushing attack. Let's get a look at the injury report, and a couple of significant injuries came out of this past weekend's game in Seattle. Specifically, I'm looking at concussions to Jaquan Williams and Peyton Hillis.
Yeah, the running back position, as you know, is already thin. And you look at Jaquan Williams, you're facing another offense that runs that same read option. And Jaquan Williams is one of the more athletic guys defensively. So now you're looking at the running back and the linebacker position being thin.
Perhaps Spencer Pasinger would be getting more snaps at that weak side linebacker spot for the Giants on Sunday. Also, looking at the running back situation, Roman, Michael Cox fractured his leg in the game against Seattle. He's been placed on injured reserve this morning. The Giants have signed Orleans Darqua. He's out of Tulane. He's a rookie. Spent four games with the Miami Dolphins earlier this season. He's very good in pass protection. 6 feet, 215 pounds. Doesn't have great hands, but pretty good straight-ahead speed. I'm told he ran 4.4.
Well, you don't know in terms of grasping the concepts of the offense if this kid will play this week. But again, you're almost hoping now Rashad Jennings can take a majority of the reps because then it goes back to the Rashad Jennings, Andre Williams, and then Heinonski. I mean, he's one of the only backs really left. So you might see some one-back situations out there, or maybe Heinonski, because of his size, he could do a good job of picking up blitzers and picking up linebackers.
All right, Roman, well, let's talk about the passing game for just a minute. That may be a little less wounded. Eli Manning last week against Seattle, 29 of 44 for 283 yards, had a touchdown and a pick, and they kept him clean until the fourth quarter when the roof caved in.
Yeah, and Paul, in terms of starting fast, what this offensive unit and the offensive line needed to do on the road, the first half of the game, they did that last week. You saw Eli Manning come out. You saw the offensive attacking. You saw him just sitting in his feet, even making plays outside the pocket. And you saw some productivity that led to points in the end zone. So the offensive line and the offense did a better job in the first half, you know, really than we've seen in 4 or 5 weeks.
Now, this game turned on an interception in the end zone. Eli threw a bomb at the end of the third quarter. It was tied at 17, was looking for Odell Beckham, tried to tip it to himself. There was double coverage. Earl Thomas comes up with the pick, and that basically turned the entire tide. The rain started coming down harder. The crowd started getting louder. That 12th man was out of control. Seattle had taken the momentum, Roman, and it was all downhill for the Giants from there.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, this is what I was going to say. That interception was really a momentum killer in terms of what the Giants were doing offensively. I mean, that would have been a 10-point swing initially with this play. I mean, this looked just like the NFC Championship game, where Richard Sherman taps the ball and the linebacker intercepts it to make Seattle go to the Super Bowl. It was Odell Beckham making a heads-up play. Unfortunately, it led to an interception for the other team.
Now, if there is some good news out of what you saw with Beckham on Sunday, he's going to try on Sunday against San Francisco to be the first Giant ever to put together three consecutive 100-yard receiving games as a rookie. This kid has been dynamic.
Yeah, and going back to last week, we talked to Odell Beckham in the pregame show, and he said he was looking forward to the challenge, looking forward to going against the best, as he calls it, Legion of Boom, Richard Sherman, and all those guys. So, but to see him go out there with the confidence, you know, this double move where he caught the big play, I mean, was tremendous. And he was, when you're not afraid as a rookie to challenge yourself and go against the best players in the league, that shows how much upside you had And Odell Beckham did a great job by showing not only his athletic ability, his ball skills, and showing that you don't have to be 6'5", 220 pounds, this new model receiver, to really be effective. And Odell Beckham is a guy with this speed and athletic ability, shows you how well he can be in this system.
Yeah, I think San Francisco will definitely respect him. Let's get a look at our Twitter question. It comes from TQManAF. Says, what on earth happened to the Giants' run defense last week against the Seahawks? Well, Lynch himself had 140 yards, and the Seahawks ran for 350.
Yeah, Paul, I mean, it was obviously a huge breakdown in terms of lack of discipline. You get a guy like Marshawn Lynch, who's got a very good low center of gravity. He wasn't being tackled. He wasn't getting wrapped up. He ran over our defenders, the Giants defenders. And then in terms of what Tom Coughlin said, you know, with that read option, you know, you've got to have someone control the dive, someone control the pitch, someone have the quarterback. And when you've got one eye on the quarterback, one eye on the ball carrier, you find yourself in a really vulnerable position, and that's what the Giants did defensively, giving up 350 yards on the ground.
We mentioned a read option. Wilson himself had 104 yards on the ground, including two runs of over 20 yards where it seemed like nobody was home off of the edge.
Yeah, and he could have had more yards had he not slid at the end of a lot of those runs. So Wilson, he's a guy, he's a shifty, shorter guy. But again, he's got a lot more speed and athletic ability than you would think. But, again, he found a way to just take advantage of this lack of discipline on the edges. Paul, there was a lot of real estate between the hash and the sidelines for the Seattle Seahawks, and you just have to hope the Giants can fix it again because they're going to see a similar attack on Sunday.
A lot of people tell me that when they look at Wilson and Kaepernick, they think that Kaepernick has the stronger arm, perhaps even the more accurate arm downfield, but Wilson may be the more dangerous runner. How do you see it?
Yeah, he's a more dangerous runner, but he's also a smarter player, and he's a guy that's going to only take what the defense is giving you. So he's not going to get overambitious. If it's there for the dive, he pitches. If not, he keeps it. And you see him sliding a lot. He's not going to stick his foot in the ground and go back inside and try to get more yards. So Wilson is a very smart rusher. Obviously, Kaepernick, longer guy, a little more of a long strider. He's a different guy as well.
All right, so the Niners come to MetLife Stadium on Sunday. They are 5-4. They come off an incredible overtime victory. How dramatic was it? In New Orleans. So they're riding pretty high. We'll see if the Giants can knock them off their pedestal. More when we come back on MSG after this.
Fitness and wellness have always been part of my game plan for success. And now the New York Giants have teamed up with Hackensack University Medical Center to build a state-of-the-art facility to help you stay fit and well. Hackensack UMC Fitness and Wellness, powered by the Giants, features a world-class fitness center, saltwater filtered pools, a sports performance center, Beyond Day Spa. Stop in to check out the new facility on Route 17 in Maywood or visit giants.com/fitness to learn more about memberships.
Evening of fun and great food from some of the finest restaurants in the New York, New Jersey area, and the opportunity to meet some of your favorite Giants players. Monday, November 17th from 7 to 10 p.m. at MetLife Stadium. Go to giants.com/taste.
Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. San Francisco is 5-4 as they come into MetLife Stadium on Sunday. They come off a 27-24 overtime win in New Orleans, dramatic as could possibly be. Jimmy Graham of the Saints gets called for an offensive interference right in the end zone at the end of regulation. Roman, can you win a game any more crazy than that?
Yeah, and it was a do-or-die game for both teams in terms of saving their season and trying to solidify themselves as maybe a wild card spot. Obviously, as you know, Arizona is ahead in that division. But the 49ers, for the last 5 years, have been one of the teams, as far as their physicality and their talent level, always predicted to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl.
I want to get a look at some of the San Francisco defensive numbers here because they are ranked second in the NFL in yards allowed per game at 306. But there are a lot of other categories, Roman, where they're really subpar.
Yeah, I mean, look at the sack production. Obviously, with Alden Smith being out, that had a lot to do with that. You know, red zone, they're really at the bottom. A lot of teams are completing. Scoring on them, a third down is low. So there's a lot of things that, you know, offensively, you see some holes in what you could do against this 49ers defensive attack.
Now, looking at what's going on at practice this week with the Niners, Alden Smith, their defensive end, is coming back off of an NFL suspension. Linebacker Navarro Bowman, he's also coming back to practice. He had a toe injury, a knee injury. Patrick Willis is out now. He has toe surgery. So this is all the stuff that's going on with their D.
Yeah, in terms of Aldon Smith, you look at that pass rush, his ability to get to the quarterback. I mean, they're bottom of the league in rushing the passer. And then with Bowman, you know, the physicality of how he played, him along with Patrick Willis at their peak, he was considered almost better than Patrick Willis in terms of the totality of his skills as a linebacker. I mean, sideline to sideline, big physical tackler. He can run extremely well. He's a good blitzer. So Bowman is one of the probably the better overall linebackers in the NFL.
Yeah, we don't know if Bowman and Smith will play, but last year they combined for 179 tackles and 13.5 sacks. They are impact players on D. Let's talk about Kaepernick at quarterback. We know he's going to run second among NFL quarterbacks in rushing this season to Russell Wilson at about 300 yards. He's also run for 133 of those yards on third down.
Yeah, and I talked about Colin Kaepernick in the last segment. Look at his height and weight, 6'4". 230 pounds. He's a little bit of a long strider, so it takes him a little while to get going, but he's got a lot of speed for his size. He will do a lot of that read option plays like Russell Wilson, the Seattle Seahawks attack. They have the same physical offensive line, same physical backs, but again, he's got a lot more on the perimeter than Seattle did last week, so you expect Colin Kaepernick to throw it downfield in addition to using his legs.
And, of course, he's got that running game. Frank Gore is still there, top 10 in the NFL in rushing at about 550 yards.
Yeah, Frank Gore, one of the more physical backs in the last half decade. He really adds. He's really the meat and potatoes of that 49ers offensive attack.
Now, you know, if they're going to throw it and Kaepernick does look downfield, he's got a plethora of weapons. Crabtree, Davis, Bolden, Johnson, they can really go get it.
Yeah, in terms of their rushing attack, we'll talk about the physicality offensive line with Frank Gore. You know, what Colin Kaepernick can do at the running back, at the quarterback position with his arms and his legs. But look at what he's got on the outside. You got Michael Crabtree, who's probably one of the better athletes at the receiver position, Anquan Bolden. He's good inside. He's a good red zone target. And then you've got one of the better tight ends in the league in terms of Vernon Davis, what he can do with his speed at the tight end position and his strength as well. He's a better blocker than you would imagine with Vernon Davis, but they've got it all on offense.
This is certainly a challenge for the Giants. Don't forget to bring your canned and non-perishable foods to the Giants Food Drive. Stop and Shop in cooperation with the Giants will collect all of your donations at each of the gates Sunday at MetLife Stadium before the Giants take on the 49ers. We'll see you next time, everybody.